So we had lots of football, lots of local football over the weekend. You had the big game on Saturday out at AT&T. You had the big game on Sunday at AT&T. And most people were focused, you know, on TCU making it to the playoffs and the Cowboys putting another feather in their cap. And in betwixt it all, you had one of the most shocking sports announcements around here. I would say more so than the offseason signings of last year by a lot, and those were huge. But Jacob DeGrom is a Ranger.
Dude, we got Jake DeGrom in this city now?
Meh.
Are you kidding me?
He's hurt all the time.
I will not allow that.
Well, the thing is that, you know, nobody was going to offer him what the Rangers did. Not even close from a money standpoint to a year standpoint.
Mets were doing three at 40 apiece.
Yeah, but they gave him five. That's a huge difference.
Sure it is, and that's what you had to do to get him.
Exactly.
With an option for a sixth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the numbers are on that, but they were – I mean – you can tell me that there is a massive health risk here, and I will say, well, yeah, it's a professional athlete who throws a ball with his arm at 100 miles an hour. There is a health risk. We can agree on that. But the team that knows him better than anybody were offering him three at 40 per. So I don't believe the Mets in any way, shape, or form, as much as they will spin it today because they already have, they went and got Verlander with that money. I think they gave Verlander two for 86, so they went 43 a year for Verlander today, who's 40, who is turning 40,
yeah,
and are spinning it as, well, we do feel a little bit better about the risks involved because we have signed a 40-year-old to $43 million a year over our 34-year-old who we just offered 40 a year. For 3 years.
Right. Well, the other guy won a Cy Young and won a World Series, too.
Dude, I love Verlander, but yeah. If the Rangers signed Verlander to a two-year deal for age 40 and age 41, I guess I'm excited. I don't feel like that tells me about the big picture, whereas this tells me about the big picture. Because all the young lads, your lighters, your rockers, your Cole Wins, your dudes who are ready to roll as of opening day 2024, you're telling me that they are going to be joining Jacob freaking DeGrom in this rotation?
If things stay healthy.
Let's freaking go. Let's freaking go. I can't believe how great this is. And I can't believe that the news dropped at like 7:07 on Friday evening.
I know.
Yeah, as soon as we got off the air.
Now, I realize when you're trying to do a deal that is, once again, the biggest deal in baseball, the biggest off-season move in the game, with all due respect, although Aaron Judge may have something to say about that here in a couple days. But the Rangers needed a pitcher badly. And preferably the best in the business, and this guy is the best in the business. Again, I know, I'm aware that these last couple years he has spent a little time hurt. And
a lot.
And that's not...
most of it hurt.
That's not insane. Again, his employer just offered him three for 120.
I know.
So this is not the Rangers flying blind, flying crazy. They just had to make sure that they put the best bid out there on the table to get it done. They go 37 a year for 5 years, 185 total. It's mind-boggling, the numbers. If you add them to last year's $500 million outlay, now we're pretty much at $700 million outlay. They still claim they're not done yet. And that's okay because their payroll is still right below the edge to be a top 10 Major League Baseball payroll. So I realize the numbers are stunning. I also think everybody else should realize that the Rangers were at rock bottom when they started this spending spree. And you can spend two-thirds of $1 billion and still not crack the top 10 of Major League payrolls yet. And they still could add another signing to this to kind of push that closer to a billion and get the Rangers where they belong, because I think everybody admits in this market with this stadium that was just built for them and just all this, they should be one of the top 10 money spenders in the game.
Yeah, and they wanted it to be that way before the pandemic hit.
Yes.
And, you know, they've gotten screwed a couple of different ways on that front, like a lot of people and teams have. But I can't believe, I mean, this is, again, it's a franchise that's in a top five market, but no matter who the ownership group has ever been around here, we've never seen anything like this.
This is crazy.
It's nuts.
This is A-Rod times three now.
Yeah, it is. And so, good. It ain't my money, as we like to say. And if this is what they think it takes,
well,
with all the other kids that are coming up through the system, then go for it.
And allow me to say, if the barometer is big sports fan who would not necessarily lose his mind on every acquisition, if the question is, would this make you go to the ballpark? It would make me go to the ballpark, I don't know, somewhere between 8 and 10 times a summer to go watch Jake DeGrom. He is the type of guy that I have for years popped on extra innings to watch him pitch for some other team. The Rangers got him.
How wild is it that Ray Davis has gone from a guy that none of us had ever heard talk to having the biggest sack of any owner in this town?
I mean, maybe it's the gas prices of the last few years. He's finally just made so much money that he's like, I can't have any more money, right? I have all the money. I might as well spend it now. But, yeah, I mean, I read the Buster Olney story about, you know, how this all went down. And, you know, he got on the phone with Chris Young and he liked look, the deal, again, was more than he was getting anywhere else. And so that helped out. But I think he was sold a long time ago on this whole thing. He likes the idea of living around here, I think, as opposed to a lot of other places.
DeGrom?
Yeah.
Yeah. He oozes Texas.
Yes, he does.
Have you seen his truck?
No.
Yeah. He has a pimped out pickup truck that would make any Texan proud.
Okay. Truck nuts?
Yeah. Yeah, but he digs the whole scene. And so, you know, I also think that a deal like this for a 35-year-old guy, or 34, will be 35 in the middle of this season, there ain't a chance in hell. Now, I don't care if the money was there. There is zero chance he comes here if he has to pitch outside in 150 degrees.
Absolutely not.
There's no way. And so, again,
no.
This just adds to what we've been saying for the longest time, that this had to happen.
Yeah, and so, you know, for people that are like, okay, that's one pitcher. They got Martin Perez done. They got Jonathan Gray for 3 more years. So now, instead of Gray being at the top of your rotation, he's either your third best or your fourth best, depending on whether you're done. They just traded for Jake Odorizzi. And then your fifth could be something you haven't done yet, or somebody like Dane Dunning or Otto or somebody like that. And you're not even touching your kids yet. You're letting them grow. And I hear they're still in on, I don't know if they're still in on somebody as big as like Rodon, Carlos Rodon, but man.
I think this is what having a team that is your enemy in the Astros, just seeing it over and over and over and over that they're elite and you're bottom of the barrel scrub.
Yeah,
and you're not going to buy your sick of it.
And you're not going to buy your whole team. You're going to try to home grow most of your whole team.
Yeah,
but you had to go get a few pieces to really tip the scales and
be the veteran leadership in the room.
Yes, and if Seager and Semien basically made you a legit player to get DeGrom, then that actually fell in very nicely into place. I was so excited Friday night. This is one of those rare guys that gets your attention and says, okay, we've said this. We've said to the Rangers, make us care. Bingo.
Yeah.
You made me care.
Well, the thing that jumped out to me, so yes, the injury history over the last 2.5 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. But last year when he comes back, 64 1/3 innings and over 11 starts, 102 strikeouts, just 8 walks.
That's good.
How many innings is that? Did you say 64?
Yeah, 64 innings, 102 strikeouts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's a machine.
He is awesome.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.